The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Speaks the Wonder Dog, Vince.
Hi.
And joining us shortly will be Juan. He is on island time, so, you know, it's like Good Morning Black America starts at noon.
So. Yeah, but he gets to drink pina coladas all day, so.
And that explains a lot about this show, actually.
Just pick them right off the tree.
They grow pina coladas on tree?
Shut up. I know what I'm talking about.
All right, fuck it, let's go. This week's show, we'll talk about this damn heat wave.
What heat wave?
I mean, the fact that I see pictures of mailboxes melting. Yeah. We'll have a ton of Comic-Con news. We'll talk about Chris Pratt's shirt. Manhole covers. AOC squad and much more. Top 10 list this week, TV crushes. And, of course, we will answer your listener questions. Before we get into the meat of the show here, special congratulations to Phil and Choppy, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. Celebrated 7-year anniversary last night. Congrats, guys. My favorite mooks.
That's right.
7 years.
Congratulations, guys.
Hey, I'm a damn. Smells like pina coladas.
Yeah.
All right, I got nothing. I got nothing.
Well, Vince, I have a little joke for you before we start.
Oh, shit.
Vince, why did the midget from India go to the doctor?
I don't know. Why did the midget from India go to the doctor?
Well, he was a little sick.
Oh.
Oh, that's in poor taste. I don't like that one.
I don't care. Not all the jokes are good. Whatever. But all right, TV news. Let's get into this. Vince, I know you may know more about this than me. We're getting a TV series, I believe live action, Warhammer.
Why would you ask me about fucking Warhammer? Juan?
Yeah, I've been hearing about this, and, you know, judging by the fact that Warhammer is just so over the top, it's unadaptable, I say this is going to be a flaming train wreck.
I hope not. It will be based around the character of Gregor Eisenhorn. He is a inquisitor, a free-roaming agent of the God Emperor of Mankind, goes about hunting down the taint of demons and other alien influences from humanity and its vast but ever-dwindling Imperium. So, I don't know about this one.
What channel's it on?
No channel announced. They just announced they are doing a series.
Oh.
Either way, I declare this series heretical.
Yes.
Fucking Games Workshop's going to be rolling in dough.
Yeah. Marvel has announced that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will end after next season on ABC. Do what?
Good riddance.
Clark Gregg.
It doesn't fit into their fourth phase.
That's that. There you go. That's exactly it.
It doesn't fit into their Fourth Reich. I mean, wait, what?
if I wasn't melting, I'd yell in German.
Not yet, Prince.
I'll do it internally.
Yeah, wait.
You guys like those reality show competition shows like MasterChef and all that shit?
No.
All right, cool. Well, Fox is going to do another one. Get ready for Lego Masters.
That's it?
12 teams of two will go head-to-head in an ambitious brick-building challenge. Each episode will see one pair progress to the next round until the finale, during which the top three teams will square off for the ultimate Lego trophy.
Juan, that sounds right up your alley, dude.
I don't have autism.
Justin, that seems right up your alley, dude.
My hands shake. I can't build shit.
Well, fuck.
That leaves you. You have to be...
Justin, you know, has Parkinson's, apparently.
You have to be our designated Lego guy.
I'm not building shit with fucking Legos.
This fucking Phantom will.
Okay, he can do it.
Yeah. Look at the size of this bong I made out of Legos.
I'm an old man, and I don't want to play with fucking Legos.
You know who else is an old man?
Who?
And is coming back to TV?
Who?
Don Johnson.
Nash Bridges 2?
Ooh, yes, sir. 18 years after Nash Bridges signed off following a 6-season run on CBS, Village Roadshow and USA are teaming with the actor for a revival.
Shut up. Are you kidding me?
It's going to be a 2-hour TV special that they're hoping will be a backdoor pilot to a new series.
That's pretty clever, actually.
No word if Cheech is coming back, though. I don't know.
A Boy and His Mexican Part 2.
I had a mouthful of tea, so.
You know, we're doing that.
I know. Yes, we are. Yes, yeah, that is one of the movies we will be doing for Broke Down Theater.
No word if he's ever going to do Miami Vice or anything?
No.
Oof, could you imagine that now?
He'd be in the boss role. The Fat Adama role.
Where's Tubbs at?
That's a question. I don't know. All right, next story here. Production on Titans has been shut down.
So I heard.
A crew member on the show was killed during a stunt after he was struck by a heavy object. The crew member, who is actually the special effects coordinator, died Thursday in Toronto where DC films the show. It was at a test facility where they work out the kinks on the stunts. Once perfected, then they move it to on location. The stunt in question at the test facility was that a car was supposed to flip on its side. The car did indeed flip, but a piece of metal from some sort of the welded contraption that was attached to the car flew off and hit him in the head. EMTs declared him dead en route to hospital. So
poor guy.
Yeah, that sucks.
This Starfire's hair.
Yeah.
Keep talking. Well, this is just tragedy after tragedy on that show, isn't it? Starfire, now a guy dies.
Yeah, everything's just going downhill from the start.
The Titans is a tragedy, apparently.
Yeah. All right. Arrowverse. We have to talk about Crisis on Infinite Earths. This is the big crossover coming up for next season.
No.
Brandon Routh will be back as Superman.
No. You have Superman, but not Batman.
As he was in the movies.
Wait, what? How the fuck are they going to do that when he's already a character in...
Yes. Okay, I'm getting to that. Routh currently stars as Ray Palmer on The Atom on Legends of Tomorrow. He's going to play both Clark Kent and Ray Palmer, along with a returning Tyler Hoechlin, who they will both be Superman. Routh will be playing Superman from the Kingdom Come storyline. At this time, it is not known which episodes Routh and Hoechlin will appear in. But then this came out. Not only are we getting Brandon Routh as Superman, Burt Ward will be playing a role in Crisis, but it is unknown if he will be playing a version of Robin or a new character. Burt Ward, of course, the OG Robin from the 66 Batman series. So
he's probably going to be Red Robin.
Yeah.
So, Red Robin?
Yum. Sorry.
I wouldn't mind.
Nah. Old man Robin. All right. Eddie Murphy. Looks like he's going to sign a deal with Netflix to do a stand-up special, and he is going to get paid. How about a $70 million deal?
Good Lord.
For a stand-up special, at least one for Netflix. That's ridiculous.
I hope he comes in and he just hits with everything and just it ends up being the most anti-PC thing ever.
That would be nice, but we'll see.
You like the Bill Cosby Show? I love the Bill Cosby Show.
You ever had a barbecue?
Why does everybody keep saying I talk like a donkey? Yeah, you know, stuff like that. AMC has renewed Fear the Walking Dead for a 6th season. During the Walking Dead panel at Comic-Con, Walking Dead, the original show, announced that Thora Birch from American Beauty and Ghost World and Kevin Carroll from The Leftovers will be joining the cast of The Walking Dead. Birch will play a character named Gamma, who is one of the Whisperers. The guy will be playing a character named Virgil, who is just desperately trying to get home to his family. So there you go.
The Walking Dead is the show that drags on and on and on. And if The Walking Dead's the one that drags on, Fear of the Walking Dead is the one that shambles the fuck on and on and on.
Well, they're just milking it now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Kirkman's done. He'll executive produce, but it's so far from source material now that it's, you know. All right. Fox is doing a new animated show called Bless the Hearts, where one of the characters is Jesus. But guess who they get to voice Jesus? This is an animated series.
A black guy.
Oh, close, sir. Very close.
An Asian guy?
Now mix the two. It's Kumail Nanjiani.
Oh, holy crap.
Because nothing says Lord and Savior like sounding like fucking tech support. And you know damn well they wouldn't do this with Muslims.
Oh, if they did, it'd be a fucking uprising.
You wouldn't get fucking Muhammad as Louis Anderson. All right?
Hey, guys!
Power snack bar, right? Boom! Yeah. But Christians are fair game, right? Yeah. Equality. Speaking of, FX's Archer has been renewed for a surprise season 11, and we do find out they announced this at their panel that the last three seasons of Archer have indeed all been inside Archer's head. He is in a coma, but will wake up in this season's finale.
Great.
So, during the Lock and Key panel at San Diego Comic-Con, Joe Hill and Gabe Rodriguez, the creators of the comic book, remember this was supposed to hit Netflix and then you heard nothing more about it? Because everybody thought they just dropped it. Apparently they shot it. Shooting is completed on the first 10 episode season. So that's all the information they give. No details when it will hit Netflix. So there you go. At least shooting is complete, first 10 episodes.
Nice.
I really like the comic book series, but I don't know how it's going to transfer to TV. You like the Orville? We've talked about this before.
No.
Well, if you do, it will no longer be on Fox.
Good.
Season 3 will air exclusively on Hulu.
And that's when Hulu burned down, mysteriously.
McFarlane's current workload and length of time it takes to finish work on the show's numerous special effects sequences would have meant Season 3 would not have been ready for a mid-season debut. So, new episodes will launch on Hulu, at the end of next year. So you got to wait till probably this time next year for more Orville. The streamer currently has first two seasons available on Hulu. So
I still don't give a shit about it.
All right. Now we got to talk about Marvel. They announced a lot of shit. Let's just talk about their TV stuff here. They announced dates for their Disney Plus shows. Falcon and Winter Soldier will hit fall of 2020. WandaVision, which my guess is it's going to be I Love Lucy with a crazy witch and a robot.
Wait, did you say WandaVision?
WandaVision.
WandaVision.
That'll be the in Espanol version. That's spring 2021. Loki will be spring 2021. The animated What If series will be summer of 21. And Hawkeye, where, yes, they will introduce Kate Bishop as probably taking over or something for Hawkeye, that will be fall of 2021. So there's those. DC has announced, we've had this story either last week or week before, but it has been confirmed now at their panel. DC has renewed Doom Patrol for a second season, and it will air both on DC Universe and on the HBO Max service. So you don't want to get DC Universe, but you do want HBO Max, you'll still be able to watch Doom Patrol. And Vince, they have renewed Young Justice for season 4 on DC Universe.
Yay.
All right.
I'm kind of excited about that.
Yeah. And then, of course, it's Comic-Con, so a bunch of trailers came out. Let's quickly go down some of these. Top Gun, what did you think?
No Iceman.
Not in the trailer. Yes, you're right.
It looks good.
Tom Cruise continues to run from his gay self.
I saw the guy holding the volleyball, so they're all gonna be greased up and oily.
Yep, it's all hell.
I don't know, man. It looks good. I'm gonna agree with Lopez when he said it looks pretty, but storyline probably sucks.
Man, I tell you what, just from a filmmaking, that's when I watch it, that's how it catches my eye. Those airplane shots are beautiful. The shots of them flying and doing the stunts, good God, they're gorgeous shots. So
I swear, if Highway to the Danger Zone doesn't play, I'm gonna leave the fucking audience.
Oh, you know he puts like a cassette in and it hits and it'll be great. The trailer for Jay and Bob came out. What'd you think of that?
It looks stupid.
Cameo galore.
Kevin Smith looks like he's slowly dying after that heart attack.
I don't know how I feel about this, man. I know Affleck's back, so that's good, right?
It looks fucking dumb. And I don't know whether it's because I'm older or it just looks fucking stupid. It's like, guys, come on.
All I wanted was Clerks 3, man. I wanted the story to end.
Yeah.
I don't know. Trailer came out for The Witcher.
Henry Cavill looks good.
Yes, he does.
And no one cared.
Geralt looks good.
Yeah.
Everything else looks like fucking stupid shit.
If you don't know about the books or the game, I could see, this looks fantastic. But if you know of the books and the game, you're probably going to think like Vince does.
Triss, Yennefer, the elves, the night elves.
Yeah.
African?
Yeah.
It's a Polish fucking...
It's a woke mess is what it is.
It is a woke mess. It's a fucking woke mess.
There's going to be a lot of that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's time to cheer Vince up. How about that Picard trailer?
You know what? I watched it and I thought, oh, this is going to be awful.
And then watched it.
God damn it.
It's the quote from Godfather. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me right back in.
It looks
beautiful.
I'll give it a shot.
It looks beautiful. Okay, the twist in it, spoilers if you haven't seen it, watch the damn trailer. Data's dead in a drawer. And then at the end, Data's back.
But that was the other one.
Was that the other one?
Yeah, there was two. The original Data from the series died. He got blown up, okay?
Right.
Yeah. And then they brought back the other one that Singh had created, but he didn't have any of his memories or his positronic brain wasn't up to date.
They had the backup model, but not the server backup.
Right, basically.
Right, this is the dollar store Data. Yeah. Exactly. How about that 7 of 9 reveal?
So Voyager made it back.
Yep. Yeah, Voyager made it back in the finale.
Did they make it back in the finale?
Yeah, I thought Janeway.
Well, I mean, they went back. They went into the future in the finale, didn't they? And Tuvok went crazy. And
yeah, but then they had to come through the wormhole at the very end with the Borg cube chasing.
Okay.
And then all the ships were firing at the Borg cube and blew it up. And then you thought, oh god, they got Voyager. And then Voyager shoots out of the explosion. Yeah. So. Yeah, that Picard thing looked real good. I was like, son of a damn it.
Good for you, Voyager.
Janeway's best captain. Moving on.
Shut the fuck up. Eat a Twinkie.
Well, all right, we ain't even going to do it. No.
No.
All right, we got to talk about this Cats trailer.
No, we don't. Oh, hey.
We do.
Yes, Taylor Swift looks good. In fucking tights, okay? She looks good as fuck. Rebel Wilson in tights, however. And they showed her ass. There's her ass in tights.
Somebody cue the Facts of Life theme. You take the good, you take the bad.
Life goes on. Life goes on.
Different fucking show.
But this shit's retarded. You know, I have to remove the memory of Corky.
He thinks Don Cheadle was fucking in Blazing Saddles.
I'd say it's bad. It was bad. It was awful. I want Don Cheadle in this.
Actually, I do. I do, now that you mention it. Because you know I want to see Don Cheadle in full body paint and 3D animation with, like, the cat hair and everything.
It was bad. What an awful fucking mess.
You know it's bad when both gays and furries hate it.
Yeah, I got eggs from watching that fucking trailer.
Yeah. Vince is currently talking with Magic Johnson about the Cure.
I'm telling you, I mean, only gay guys watch musicals, all right? And then gay people are like, we're not watching this shit.
Like, the only gay guy that I know on my Discord said, dude, this looks so bad. I'm going to go watch Spider-Man instead of this shit.
Yeah, so. All right, let's get to some actual news here. This came out right before Comic-Con started. Gary Whitta, who co-developed the story for Rogue One, posted on Twitter that he is working with Jonathan Buettel. We're getting a sequel to The Last Starfighter.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. They've been working on it apparently in secret for about a year now. Getting everything ready.
It sounds good.
Yeah. All right,
I'm excited.
Yeah, that's a good one here. All right, I'll save that one. I got to delete that story because it comes up later in the show. All right. Upcoming film in the DC, say they may make LGBTQ LMNOP history. We're going to get our first gay villain.
Was it Black Mask?
Yes, it is. This is in the Harley Quinn movie, Birds of Prey. This Ewan McGregor plays Black Mask, and he will be gay. He will try to hook up with Victor Zsasz. I hate the world.
This is going to be a complete waste of time for everyone involved.
Yeah, this is going to bomb. I hope it bombs.
Who cares? He's fucking gay. Who cares?
He's not gay in the comic.
Yeah, because having a homicidal psychopath is such a great thing for the gays.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, statistically speaking, it seems to be...
No, actually two, because you got Zsasz in there, and you got Roman Sionis, Black Mask. Yeah. Way to go, guys.
Yeah, that's a... Yeesh. Wow.
What we're doing tonight, fellas? Bug party!
Yeah, and then Batman breaks in the middle of a bug party.
Yeah. Just shakes his head like...
I'll come back. I'll come back later, I swear. But not now.
I am the knight.
You can't make children. I've already won. Yeah, you know, stuff like that. Oh, speaking of this pissed off some peoples. How about that Little Mermaid thing where they now have cast Harry Styles of One Direction as Prince Eric?
That's hilarious.
The blacks went nuts.
They're racist.
Yeah. Black reaction on Twitter is now saying, of course a black girl sells her soul to a white witch for the love of a white man. This is racist.
No, it's not. Love is love.
I thought love was love. Yeah, right?
Love is love, okay? Don't be hateful.
Ain't that their catchphrase now?
That's right.
But wait a minute. We thought it was going to be all black, you know.
Oh, You thought it was going to be all black. Well, too bad. You're going to race mix now. Yeah, end up looking like me.
Fucking octopus babies. Shit.
A monkey fish and a... I mean, wait, what?
It's a monkey fish.
A monkey fish.
Hold on. I gotta scroll up to the top of my run sheet here and write down episode title.
Monkey fish.
Monkey fish.
I can all show one word. You the world.
I think that's the one that finally gets us canceled.
Sweet. I'm gonna free up my Sundays. All right.
Word.
Word.
All right. We gotta talk about Chris Pratt. Facing criticism over a t-shirt he was wearing that this article said had a controversial symbol. You know what
the Gadsden shirt flag
was? No, it was an American flag with a coiled snake over the top that said, "Don't tread on me." This article says the riding a snake combo on its own is depicted as the Gadsden flag. Symbol created by Christopher Gadsden, Charleston-born Brigadier General in the Continental Army. Came to prominence during the Revolutionary War by colonists who wanted independence from Great Britain. Spoiler alert, we won. Although the symbol has a non-racial history, it has, according to this article, been used by the U.S. men's soccer team and Metallica over the years and has been adopted by political groups like the Tea Party and some libertarian groups, as well as gun-toting supporters of the Second Amendment.
Oh my god!
Yardtards lost their mind. Apparently, if you wear this, you're racist.
I just said monkeyfish 5 minutes ago.
We haven't even got to the Jew part portion of the show either.
I can show you the world.
Yeah, just
wrong movie. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a forged. Forged is the clothing maker, by the way. Yeah,
he's married to a fucking Kennedy.
Yeah.
No walk on Snick.
Or a Schwarzenegger Kennedy. Yeah, I guess it is Kennedy by marriage, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, actually.
Yeah. They talk about
why don't we talk about the fucking Kennedys for 5 minutes, all right? You think that fucking flag is offensive? Let's talk about the goddamn Kennedys.
He's a killer. He's a killer. We're on a time limit. That's a 3-hour show.
That fucking Joe Kennedy.
Yep.
He's a goddamn actual Nazi.
All the awful shit they did in Congress and out.
Yeah, Joe Kennedy, the old man, was an actual Nazi who's a fucking bootlegger. That's where they made all their fucking money from.
Ted killed a woman.
Ted killed a woman. Bobby was a piece of shit. JFK was a piece of shit.
Cheated on his wife multiple times.
Yeah, let's talk about the goddamn Kennedys.
This has been American History for Dummies. Thank you for listening, everyone.
Let's keep going, because if we do talk about the Kennedys, I think
everybody loves the fucking Kennedys.
Yeah.
Well, I need this conversation like a hole in the head.
I know. Keep going.
All right. Kevin Spacey won a huge...
We go from the Kennedys to Kevin Spacey.
I just figured I'd keep the thing train rolling here.
Didn't he fucking get acquitted or something by our first charges?
The criminal case against him in Nantucket has been dismissed.
Yeah, there
The case was dropped due to, quote, the unavailability of the complaining witness.
There you go.
The man who was 18 at the time claims Spacey groped him at a bar, but he took the Fifth Amendment earlier this month while testifying about the incident. Defense lawyers asked him about his cell phone and whether he deleted texts that were exculpatory for Spacey. He then took the Fifth. The victim had earlier dropped his civil case, so the dismissal was at the behest of prosecutors, not the defense. So... yeah,
we could. All right.
There's still time.
You slay, Queen.
Yeah, well. James Cameron, he announced that Edward Furlong will return as John Connor in the new Terminator movie. Yep, pretty much moving on. Batman writer who writes the comic book, Tom King, announced that he will start working on the script for New Gods the day after Comic-Con ends. So that means tomorrow. He will start on the script for New Gods. So we'll talk about that.
Great.
This was a surprise announced by John Carpenter at Comic-Con. The saga of Michael Myers is not over. You're getting two more sequels.
Why?
Halloween Kills will be out in 2020, and Halloween Ends 2021.
Thank God.
Thank you.
You know how it ends, right? She just drowns him in a vat of Activia.
Activia! And the probiotics kill him?
Yeah. That's the only magical thing that will kill him. The Russo brothers, who directed Avengers Infinity War, they had a panel at Comic-Con because, well, they're the fucking Russo brothers. They have acquired the rights, and they will be adapting Battle of the Planets for a movie. They will be producing it, and very well probably will be directing it as well. This is the Americanized version of the Japanese anime Science Team Ninja Gatchaman. So,
Battle of the Planets? Can you come up with something original and not fucking rip off fucking something that was kick-ass fucking, what, 30 or 40 years ago?
No, not in Hollywood now.
Roughly the age of you two combined?
Independent cinema is the only way to go, but... This could be cool. I will leave it at that. The Russo brothers are very good directors. So.
I wouldn't hold out my breath, though.
I'm not holding it. All right. Each year at Comic-Con, Warner Brothers premieres an animated movie before announcing its next project. This year at Comic-Con, they world premiered Batman Hush and then announced their next animated movie, I am excited for this because this is my favorite Superman, one of my favorite Superman stories, Superman Red Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Where Superman lands in, does not land in Kansas. He lands in Soviet Russia.
Yeah, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I have not yet watched Batman Hush, but probably will be doing that tonight. So,
well, Hush. I mean, it's going to be good.
Hush. This next story is just fucking weird. An enormously popular Hong Kong actor who has had a number of American movie credits is in the hospital after a man jumped on stage and stabbed him. The scene played out on a video. Actor Simon Yam, who was in Lara Croft Tomb Raider and a bunch of other American movies, was speaking to the crowd at the opening of a new store in a southern province of China when a man walked on stage, pulled out a knife from his pocket, lunged at Yam, stabbing in the abdomen. He followed up by slashing him and then trying to stab him a second time. Security intervened and subdued the assailant who was taking him to custody. It appears these are non-life-threatening injuries, but he is in the hospital, so...
Damn, that's rough.
Yeah. Last time I saw somebody jump on stage and knife a Asian fellow, it was that assassination attempt. Or it wasn't an attempt, it was a actual assassination. You can Google that if you really want to see it. It's weird, kids. All right, now we got to talk about Marvel movies. Holy crap in a bucket. You ready?
No.
Marvel announced The Eternals will star Angelina Jolie, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani when he's not done voicing Jesus, Lauren Ridloff, Brian Tyree Henry, Selma Hayek, Liam McHugh, and Don Lee. This will be in theaters November 6, 2020.
Selma Hayek better be naked.
This is going to fail. I have a feeling this will fail. Black Widow, which will star Scarlett Johansson, David Harbour, Florence Pugh, and a bunch of other people, May 1st, 2020. So you're actually getting Black Widow before Eternals. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. This will be February 2021. And yes, if you know your comic book history, the bad guy in this will be the Mandarin. I'm kind of excited for that.
I don't know. I don't know. They're banking on too many unknown franchises, and I don't know. This is all running out of steam really fast for me.
Yeah. Marvel, let's see. I lost my spot because took a drink. There we go. I'm going to try this name. Mahershala Ali, two-time Oscar winner, is your new Blade. They're doing a Blade reboot. No other details were revealed about this. Apparently, after he won his second Oscar, he called Kevin Feige at Marvel and said, "I'm playing Blade."
Great.
So there you go.
Is he a big guy?
He's snipe size. So depends on how you shoot it, I guess. But
whatever.
Kevin Feige announced that a new movie based on the superhero group, the Fantastic Four, is in the works. No details or anything. This is going to be a Phase 5 movie. So there you go.
Black Johnny Storm.
We get it. He was on fire. He got burned. Jesus, moving on. And the one that I knew Vince would be so happy about.
He was Kentucky Fried.
My.
That's a good joke because it involves chicken. Taiki Waititi, the guy that directed Thor Ragnarok, is coming back for Thor 4, which will be called Thor Love and Thunder. It will release on November 5th, 2021. And we're not only getting the gay storyline with the character Valkyrie, but Vince, we're getting Jane Foster Thor, played by Natalie Portman.
Oh, no. If that's the
I don't care.
The theater down.
Yep. Guess what? It tanked the comic. Now it's going to tank the movies.
Get woke. Go broke.
That's what's going to happen here. So, yeah, that's horrible. That's, I know, you know, online people are like, this is great. We finally get, and I'm like, nope, it ain't going to do good at all. So,
get woke, go broke.
All right, let's go to comic book news. There was a bunch because it was actually Comic-Con, which is surprising. There was comic book news. DC is kind of moving in on Marvel's What If. We're getting Tales from the Dark Multiverse, which will infect some of the biggest events in DC history starting this October with the death of Superman and Batman Nightfall. New line of one-shot prestige books. Future titles will take twisted takes on Infinite Crisis, Blackest Night, The Judas Contract, and The Judas Contract. Nightfall will be written by Scott Snyder and art by Javier Fernandez. This one-shot takes place in a Gotham City 30 years after a broken Bruce Wayne failed to take back the mantle of the Bat. In his place arose Jean-Paul Valley, who is now known as Saint Batman. Under his iron rule, Saint Batman has turned Gotham into a city of his dreams, and killing become commonplace, and criminals live in constant fear, all in the name of justice.
Why are there criminals if you pretty much fucking killed all the criminals? None of this makes sense.
Because you gotta have somebody to kill.
Wait, John Paul Valley was Azrael, right?
Azrael, yeah. So this is gonna Tales from the Dark Multiverse is gonna be DC's What If. What if Batman didn't beat Azrael? Well, this. What if here's the tagline for Death of Superman. In a broken world much like our own, Lois Lane, twisted by rage and grief over the Man of Steel's death, becomes the Eradicator, taking revenge on those who let Superman die in the corrupt world he could never defeat. Now with the power of a god, she's going to end the never-ending battle by any means necessary, halting the reign of the Superman before it even begins. I am excited about that one. I'm more excited about Batman. So there you go.
Ridiculous.
All right, Boom Studios announced you're getting a new team-up book. Look for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. This is a 5-issue miniseries that will start in December. Talking of Batman, Warren Ellis and Brian Hitch, the team behind The Authority, will team up once more for The Batman's Grave. This is a 12-issue maxi-series focusing on Batman, releasing this fall. This will follow an iteration of Bruce Wayne and Batman, who obsessively identifies with those who have been murdered and immerses himself in their lives and obsesses over every detail of their deaths. The story itself sees him looking into the victim of a particularly grisly murder and employing his intense methodology. That don't sound too good to me.
These all sound awful.
Yeah. Normally, they change the comics for the movie, or change the movies from the comics. This time, we're changing the comic from the movie. Harley Quinn is going to be in the Birds of Prey now. She's going to be joining the comic book iteration of the team. DC has unveiled a new ongoing Birds of Prey comic that will launch this fall. The series will feature the upcoming movie lineup of the team, Black Canary, Huntress, and Harley Quinn, with Renee Montoya also in the team as well. So there you go. So that's dumb. IDW announced, and apparently they didn't learn the lesson that DC did. At the IDW panel at Comic-Con, they've announced Zoe Quinn. You know, video game developer, Gamergate, who wrote DC Vertigo's Goddess Mode, which tanked the entire line. That's why we have no more Vertigo, kids. She's going to be writing an Addams Family comic for IDW.
Oh, no.
Why is she still getting work?
That's the... You answer that, and let's buy a lottery ticket, because you'll be the luckiest man to figure that out.
Who did she fuck this time?
Ding, we have a winner. All right, next thing here, writer Christopher Cantwell, who wrote one of my favorite shows of all time, Halt and Catch Fire, and artist Salvador LaRocca, who does the Star Wars books, are launching a new Doctor Doom ongoing series from Marvel. The new comic sees Doom, who is a renowned scientist and sorcerer, trying to warn the world against a destructive artificial black hole, which is being funded by a multi-trillion-dollar globalist effort. When he becomes the prime suspect in a terrorist attack that kills thousands, he will receive a new title that he won't be proud to brag about, Most Wanted Man on the Planet. So there's that. Marvel Comics, I was excited about this one. And then at the end of the thing here, you'll see why I'm not excited anymore and don't care. Marvel Comics is teasing a return to its 2099 timeline. In the recent development in this month's Amazing Spider-Man 25, during a retailer event at Comic-Con in San Diego, they shared the teaser with a November 2019 date. And then they announced that writer Nick Spencer is going to be attached. Yeah, no, I don't do work with commies. So I don't purchase, no. Fuck Nick Spencer and fuck that. So there you go.
Yay.
We're getting a Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse series that will star Miles Morales. Doesn't say when that's coming out. Vince?
What?
You're getting a New Day book.
I am?
Yep. Kofi Kingston made a surprise appearance and announced a graphic novel release 2020. This is from Boom. It'll be a full-length graphic novel about the history and everything having to do with the New Day.
Oh, that's going to be weird.
Yeah. Marvel's going to relaunch Deadpool with another number one in October, so nobody cares anymore. All right, and now you know how we've been talking about this House of X, Dawn of X, Powers of X shit, that they're relaunching the X-Men, right? Marvel got the movie rights back, and now let's relaunch the books. All right, here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six books. We'll make up the new X-Men line. X-Men, Excalibur, Marauders, New Mutants, Fallen Angels, and X-Force. Your X-Men team, which is basically Family Summers and Wolverine, will be Cyclops, Jean Grey, Rachel Grey, Havoc, Wolverine, Vulcan, who is a half-brother to Havoc and Cyclops, and their dad, Corsair. That's one team. That's your X-Men book. Excalibur. Betsy Braddock, a.k.a. Psylocke, will officially be the new Captain Britain. Her brother Brian Long was Captain Britain. Nobody explained how this is going to happen. I'm sure it will in the one-shots that lead into. But that team will be Captain Britain, Rogue, Gambit, Jubilee, Richter, and Apocalypse.
What a nightmare. They keep bringing out all these fucking X-Men characters and putting them in random ass teams. They failed the first time, all right? They're not gonna bring more money to you anymore. It's burnt down.
Okay. First thing, it's not an Excalibur team if Nightcrawler ain't on it. All right, just for one thing. Your Marauders book, led by Captain Kate Pride and funded by Emma Frost and the Hellfire Trading Company, this team will be Kate Pride, Storm, Pyro, Bishop, and Iceman. Your New Mutants lineup, that team will be Sunspot, Wolfsbane, Mirage, Karma, Magic, Cypher, and then that's your normal New Mutant team, and then they've added, from the old Generation X book, Mondo and Chamber. So there you go. Fallen Angels is going to be a book with Psylocke, but they apparently are going to split Psylocke, because remember, it was Betsy Braddock, and then she absorbed an Asian mind or something like that, an Asian woman. Way back in the 250s Uncanny books.
An Asian
named Kawanen. Well, apparently they're going to split. Kawanen is now going to be Psylocke. She's going to lead this team that is her, Cable, and X-23.
Because Asian.
Yeah. Then the X-Force book, they're saying it's the CIA of the mutant world, one half intelligence branch, one half special ops. Your intelligence half is going to be Beast, Jean Grey, and Sage. Your special ops team, Wolverine, Domino, and Kid Omega. So,
great.
That's how they're going to ruin X-Men now that they got the movie rights back and they're going to try to cash in on it.
No. Black Domino?
Black Domino.
No, yeah. It's already fucking ruined. It's just, at this point, the Marvel, they got the comic book has to collapse first before the movies.
Yeah. Your recommendations for this week, what came out?
Am I going to get Sentinels in this fucking movie?
In the books, yeah. Movie, I don't know. Age of X-Men Omega, this ends that storyline. Immortal Hulk 21, Loki number one, this is the new series, and Punisher Annual number one. Those are my recommendations for the week. All right, let's go to wrestling news. Thank God there ain't a lot this week. According to her husband and NWA World Champion Nick Aldis, Mickie James successfully had knee surgery in Alabama this week and is recovering at home now. I believe it was a torn ACL. I'm not exactly sure. WWE has announced a new network special. This is basically just a glorified house show. They're proud to announce Smackville special event featuring a triple threat match for the WWE Championship that will stream live from Nashville on July 27th. Your main event, Ziggler, Joe, and Kofi for the belt. Nakamura will go one-on-one with Finn in a rematch for the IC. And will also feature a special musical performance by Elias. Ugh, that just sounds terrible.
Smackville, that sounds awful.
Name. Yeah, that's a horrible name. I mean, it's already called Smashville when it's hockey season, so good God.
For God's sakes, just let Elias finish his song. He gets a lot more heat when he does.
Yeah. All right, last thing for wrestling. ROH has issued a statement in response to the remember when Bully Ray pulled that fan in the back and said, hey, quit yelling at my girlfriend and the other booker's girlfriend and her buddy?
Yeah, is he getting sued now?
No, apparently, according to Ring of Honor itself, we have now concluded our internal investigation into the events and have taken appropriate actions with all parties involved. They go on to say our code of honor, blah, blah, blah. Loyal and dedicated fans, we apologize for the incident that transpired, and we encourage all our fans to continue attending our events. We will not comment further on these matters. So they did something. They know Bully is in the fucking wrong on this, and there you go. But they ain't saying what they did. So
payout. Somebody got paid.
I don't know. But
probably.
He probably got fined money, and that's it. All right, let's go to sports news, and we're starting off with a sad story here. Purnell Sweet Pea Whitaker, longtime pound-for-pound king and one of the greatest boxers in history, was killed Sunday night. This was last week. After he was hit by a car in Virginia Beach, Virginia. He was 55. He was walking across an intersection, was hit about 10 p.m. Apparently died on the scenes due to injury. He was elected to the International Boxing Hall of Fame in 06. Won world titles in four different weight classes, undisputed lightweight world champ, won titles at junior welterweight, and junior middleweight. He was easily the best late 80s, early 90s. Nobody could touch him. He beat Chavez. I think they took that away because of fucking ref decision because boxing is shady as hell. And he won a gold medal at the 84 Olympics. So I think he said he was 55. That sucks.
Crossing the street.
Yeah, actually in the crosswalk as you do walking from thing and somebody hits him.
God damn.
He was about to get Skittles and Sprite.
No, it's Arizona tea. It was Arizona tea.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's a Trayvon joke, kids. The WNBA has suspended LA Sparks guard Requina. We're not going to work here, Williams, for 10 games without pay as a result of a domestic violence incident involving her ex-girlfriend in December. In April, she was arrested on felony charges of burglary with assault, battery, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, streaming from this incident. She struck her ex-girlfriend in the head, pulled her hair. After a man broke up the fight, Williams reportedly went to her car and pulled out a gun, pointed it at the man, and said, "You'll get all 18 before she left the scene.
18?
Yeah. Which is weird. Because if she lives in California, because she plays for the LA Sparks, 18 in a magazine is illegal in California. That's a federal firearms charge there if we're going by the law that she's a black woman.
What the fuck did she pull out that had 18 rounds?
I don't know. I think she's just dumb. The criminal case is ongoing, and announcing the suspension, the WNBA said it conducted its own investigation, even though the criminal one is still going on, and consulted with domestic violence experts before deciding on a 10-game ban.
Oh, that it?
Yeah, they took into account the nature and seriousness of conduct at issues,
And that vagina between her legs.
Yeah.
She and must the color of her skin.
She must participate in counseling for the league. The union said they're going to file agreements on her behalf.
Sure.
Basically, the WNBA has no domestic violence rule. And that's what they're hiding behind with only a 10-game suspension. Okay, Ben Roethlisberger can't look at a waitress in a bar without getting suspended for 10 games now. So, yeah, let's keep it equal, kids. Keep it equal.
She didn't do nothing.
Yeah, she just pulled a gun after she beat the shit out of her ex. Yeah. Yeah.
She beat the shit out of her ex.
Yeah. Speaking of more bullshit here, Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill will not face NFL discipline over allegations of child abuse. After a four-month investigation found the baseline evidence presently available, Hill did not violate the league's personal conduct policy. Remember, we had the story a while back about the recording that was made about how he said the kid broke his arm, the three-year-old. This has been a while back.
He broke the three-year-old's arm.
Yes.
Okay.
The NFL has decided it's appropriate for Tyreek to return to the team, start a training camp. Chiefs said the club fully supports the conditions of return. And we'll monitor any new developments in the court case. Basically, what happened here is because it was due to being a minor injured, the police records and evidence and the judge sealed everything because it has to do with a minor. Well, the Chiefs in the NFL tried to do their investigation. They can't get into any facts because everything's sealed. So they're like, we can't do anything here, even though, you know.
So no justice, no investigation, nothing.
Right. Yeah.
He makes us money. It's okay.
Yeah, there you go.
In a clip that played on KCTV a few months ago, his girlfriend accused him of breaking the arm of their three-year-old son. So, yeah. No justice. All right, next story here. This is sad, and this ties in with the horrible-ass heat wave that the whole country's had. Ex-NFL player Mitch Patris, who won a Super Bowl with the Giants in 2012, tragically died of heat stroke on Thursday. He was 32. He had complained about feeling ill on Thursday after spending all day outside working at his family's shop in Arkansas. He was taken to a hospital. He died at 10:45 that night after suffering a heat stroke.
What, is everybody up there just like, what, do you guys, are you Frosty the Snowman? Do you guys
Yes. melt? Yes.
Yes.
Wow, you're super white.
Heat indexes for a majority of the country have been over 100. Some places hitting 115, 116 with, you know, 90 to 100% humidity. This may not sound like much to island people, but for people that ain't used to it, yeah, it kills us.
Well, and it's nobody is drinking anything.
That's, yeah, you have to stay hydrated.
I could just imagine everybody around me just sweating like fucking hogs, and I'm just like, guys, what's wrong with you? I'm giving myself a nice tan. I got pina coladas. Anybody want some?
Son of a bitch, Vince was right.
I know. Pina coladas.
Damn it, he picks them off of trees. I don't know.
They grow on trees down here.
I fucking told you.
Just like
like those magical watermelons that grow under the ocean.
Sorry.
All right, next story here. Yoel Romero got the MMA world's attention when he won a default judgment against a supplement company he sued in wake of a positive drug test. Now, others have popped that have got popped, and it was proven to be in a supplement they took and not, you know, actually taking the drugs, but it was in a supplement, are looking to sue supplement makers. I think he got $23-25, something like that, $1 million. So there we go with that.
He got money for his tiny balls. No? Nobody gets the reference?
Oh, I got it. I'd want money, too, if I had tiny balls from doing drugs. But apparently, if you do the drugs, then you know the dangers anyway, so.
Franchises from the NFL and the NBA are now partnering with local governments to get this, to help sponsor drag queen story hours.
Hell yeah!
Both the Atlanta Falcons and Atlanta Hawks are teaming up with sponsors like Whole Foods to sponsor the events in and around Atlanta.
Actually,
that's what we need.
Actually, hold on. This could actually go fucking sideways real fast. Because by having a bunch of people team up against this, a lot of the SJWs are probably going to come down on them.
No, they're for it.
They're for it.
Oh, they're for it?
It's good, yeah.
I thought we were covering the story about how, I think, I can't remember who, but I think they wanted to ban fucking tranny fucking shows.
I saw something about that, but I didn't have it. But no, this is the Hawks and the Falcons are teaming up with Whole Foods and the governments of Atlanta to sponsor and put on these shows.
Oh, okay then. Now we know who not to give money to.
Yeah, exactly. Equipment giving money to the Monkey Ball and the NFL. Last thing for sports this week, New York Giants safety Cam Moore, Jesus Christ, has been arrested for punching a woman unconscious and then stepping on her neck amid a violent domestic dispute.
Damn.
He's a safety for the Giants, by the way. He's like 200, 220 pounds.
He's a good boy.
Knocked a woman out.
He didn't do nothing.
And then stood on her neck.
He fucked up.
Yeah, he good boy.
He good boy. He didn't do nothing.
Trying to find Jesus. Turn his life around. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Asian Jesus.
All right. That's it for sports news this week. Video games, is there anything that happened this week?
There's like one thing that happened this week because Comic-Con, all the video game sites are like, comics!
Yeah.
Instead of video games. Respawn, the studio behind Apex Legends, is beefing up anti-cheat software. Actively seeking out cheaters and auto-banning players before they even get into a match. So, you're downloading shit put on your computer, they're going to see it, you're fucked. The ban hammer will come down.
So they can see what you're downloading to your own computer.
Well, you have to be okay with their client being on your machine, but, you know.
Okay.
Might as well.
Wow.
Yeah, Apex Legends is stupid anyway, so.
So that's it for video games?
That's it.
All right. Well, we'll go into music news. R. Kelly, update on him. Judge has ordered him held without bail. He is not getting out of jail on his new federal charges of sex crime, sex trafficking, fucking underage kids, you know, that whole thing. So at least he's staying in jail for that. An update to the ASAP Rocky story. Donald Trump, El Presidente here, said he would personally guarantee bail for ASAP Rocky, if Swedish authorities would release him, meaning the president would be on hook if, you know, he would skip out. In a bizarre turn of the case, Trump tweeted, had a very good call with Swedish Prime Minister, who assured me that American citizen ASAP Rocky will be treated fairly. I assured him that ASAP is not a flight risk and offered to personally vouch for his bail. Apparently, Rocky is facing 6 years in prison if he's convicted of assaulting a Muslim man who assaulted him first. Remember, we had the story last week about how the Muslim group of Muslims was, you know, smacking women on the ass as they walked by and stuff like that. And Rocky took offense to it, and then they attacked him and his entourage, and then they fought back defending themselves. Yeah. Because fucking Sweden and Muslims. There you go.
What a clown world.
What the fucking ancestors are pissed, by the way. Just let's go with that.
Yeah, your people need to
They really need to. Last thing here, rapper Tay-K, apparently a teen, was found guilty of murder on Friday and his part in a home invasion robbery that left a 21-year-old father dead and another man wounded. Jurors also found the 19-year-old, who's 19 now, apparently when he was a famous rapper, he was younger, guilty of aggravated robbery and the robbery and shooting of Zachary Belote, who was wounded but survived. Tay-K, whose real name is Traymore McIntyre, pled guilty on Monday to two counts of aggravated robbery and related to two other counts inside the victim's home. Jury deliberated for 4 hours over 2 days before returning its verdict. Had he been convicted of capital murder, he would have been automatically sentenced to life in prison without chance of parole, or with chance of parole in 40 years. What he was convicted of, he faces 5 to 99 years or life in prison on each count. So, he good boy.
He good boy. He didn't do nothing wrong.
Yeah, he good. He good. It's all right.
Yeah.
Just go where his peoples is. You know, he's a gang member. So.
Yeah, good boy. He's going to go to Wakanda.
Yeah, because it's real. All right, that's it for music news. Time for Song of the Week. This is a cover of a song that wrestling fans might know. I don't know if they'll be able to pick out exactly what it is, but
I Want to Be a Hulkamaniac?
Ooh, no. All right, when we come back from the break, it will be time for our top 10 list this week, TV crushes.
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWStudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
You- your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, rantemradio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. TV crushes, since we did movies last week. Juan will be back in a little bit. Yeah, it takes some time.
He didn't do his list.
Well, yeah, there's that, and he's hungry, apparently.
And he needs to eat.
He's got to pick more fucking pina coladas off of trees.
I fucking told you!
Monkey fish bullshit. All right, Vince, this is just you and me here. What's your number 10?
Alex Lambert from Wings.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quagmire's favorite show is Wings, by the way.
Giggity, giggity.
Giggity, giggity. My number 10, Jenna Elfman, Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, I'd give it to her.
Yep. She was very attractive. Number 9.
Helen Chappell from Wings. There's a theme.
There's a theme here. Airplanes. I got Jennifer Aniston from Friends. That's just, yeah, come on now.
Yeah, giggity, giggity.
Yeah. Number 8.
Casey Chappell Davenport from Wings.
You were watching Wings, weren't you?
I like her. That's that's Amy Yazbek.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yep. My number 8. We are up to 8, right?
Yes.
All right. I got Christina Applegate, Married with Children.
Higher on the list.
Yep. That's good shit right there. Very formative time in a young man's life. Number 7.
Catwoman.
Which one?
Take your pick. Take your pick.
I'm going to say Eartha Kitt.
I like Eartha Kitt, and I like the other one. The other one. Jesus Christ.
Yvonne Craig?
No, not Yvonne Craig. Julie Newmar.
Ah, Julie Newmar. Okay, here we go. All right, my number 7, we've already talked about her once this episode, Jeri Ryan, 7 of 9.
Yeah, Jeri Ryan.
Yes, sir. That's good stuff right there. Number 6.
Carol Alt from Baywatch. I can't think of her name.
Oh, I can't think of her character name either. But yeah.
All I know is Carol Alt.
Yeah. My number 6, Winnie Cooper, Danica McKellar. Wonder Years.
Higher on the list.
Still looks amazing. Plus, she's a literal genius.
She got better.
Yeah, she looks a lot better now. Number 5.
Kelly Bundy.
Mm-hmm.
Formative years.
Formative years, sir. That's all we're going to have to say, because everybody knows what we're talking about. Number 5. I know she's not on Vince's list. Give me Topanga. Boy Meets World.
Shut up.
Number 4.
Agent Scully.
Oh, God, she didn't make my list.
Really?
Shit. Yeah.
Why?
Damn it. Damn, Scully didn't make my list. What the fuck?
Yeah, Scully.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Yeah. Oh, damn. My number 4, and you could pick her from 2 different shows. Suzanne Summers, Three's Company, or was it Step by Step?
Three's Company.
Yeah, Three's Company when she was Chrissy. But yeah, that's where it really gathered my attention early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Formative years.
Formative years, yes. Number 3.
Ellen Hickel.
Ooh.
From Pete and Pete.
Yeah. See, number 3 is where I got Kelly Kapowski, Saved by the Bell.
I'm down with that.
Yes.
Oh,
sir.
I didn't have anybody from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. She looks fantastic now. What show was she in? Oh, she was in that White Collar?
White Collar, yeah.
Yeah, that's fantastic still. All right, number 2.
Winnie Cooper.
Yeah, Yes. This is where I got Daisy Duke, Dukes of Hazzard, Catherine Bach. Yep. Very formative years. Number one, sir.
Morticia Adams.
Oh, that's a great pick.
Carolyn Jones.
My number one, though, like I said, formative years, Lonnie Anderson, WKRP in Cincinnati.
I thought Bailey was better looking.
Yeah.
Should make my list.
And now, if I look back now, I would probably go for Bailey. But at the time, it was, you know.
Yeah.
Couple of reasons there why.
The two.
Yeah, the two reasons there.
Yeah, but Burt Reynolds ruined that shit.
She married the bandit, sir, and then she took him for every fucking dime he was worth. Yeah. So, all right, we had a ton of listener picks. Thank you to everybody for sending these in. Jay comes in with Kimberly from Power Rangers. That's, she still looks good, too. That's a good one.
She's in that Canadian cop show, right?
She was, Flashpoint.
Yeah, Flashpoint, yeah.
Yeah. Erica Durance from Smallville. Lois was very hot, too. Mm-hmm. Evangeline Lilly from Lost. Amelia Clark from Game of Thrones. Brad comes in. I don't know how this one didn't make our list either. Probably because I put 7 of 9. I didn't put Terry Farrell, Dax from DS9.
I got to hear that motherfucker talk about her every day. Every day.
We're going to have to find a con that she's at and just take him. You know this, right?
Yeah. Here's my friend the Bear Jew. Sign something.
He'd just be like, I have pretty lady. Yeah. He'd turn into fucking Otis from wrestling. Great. Calvin Brody, your pal Cal, came in with Yvonne Strahovski from Chuck. That's a fantastic pick. Tiffany Amber Thiessen from Saved by the Bell. Nikki Cox from Unhappily Ever After.
Oh, yeah. Holy
Back
fuck.
Back in the day, she was fantastic. Now, no, because of the surgeries. She had some horrible plastic surgery done.
Is she rough?
Yeah, she's rough. Duck, duck, go that shit. It's not pretty fuck. Now. He's got Jamie Lerner from Just the 10 of Us. Jamie's also on the show Savannah. Catherine Bell from JAG. Another fantastic pick. And for a couple of weeks, Patricia Richardson from Home Improvement. Hey, I thought she was hot, so there you go.
Oof.
Oh, you saw the Nikki Cox pictures?
God, she looks like shit.
Yeah, she married Jay Moore and then had a bunch of work done, and that marriage fell apart, and yeah, that's not good. Just look, leave the memories alone there.
What happened?
Roboto comes in. Heidi on Home Improvement.
Word. Yep.
Melody on Hey Dude.
Oh.
Aunt Hilda from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, Hilda was hot.
Topanga. Becky 2 from Roseanne. I believe that was Sarah Chalk, right?
Yeah.
Or you could just put her in from Scrubs, but Vince hates Scrubs.
God damn it.
And then he lists a bunch of Power Rangers here. Cat the Pink Ranger. Cassie the Pink Ranger. Ashley the Yellow Ranger. Kendrick's Pink Ranger number 1. Or Kimberly, I think. Pink Ranger number 2 from Lost Galaxy. Yellow Ranger from Lost Galaxy. Basically all the females from
Who was the two from Mega Force were the hottest ones, I think.
Yeah. Brad came in and said Jenna Elfman. Big John came in with Alyssa Milano, Tiffany Amber Thiessen, Betty White, because John had a thing for Golden Girls. Candace Cameron. That's another one from fucking Full House.
She looks good as fuck right now.
Yes, she does. And Jodie Sweetin came out of her meth phase.
Yeah, she looks good as fuck, too.
She's good for a couple front reasons there, too. And John finishes off here with Winnie Cooper. Handsome Dan comes in with, these are some great throwbacks. God, Handsome Dan might be the smartest guy we knew. Elizabeth Montgomery, Samantha from Bewitched.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ari Myers, Emma from Kate and Allie.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano from Who's the Boss. Nancy McKee and Joe from Facts of Life.
Yeah,
she was the
it.
One. She was the one I had the crush on the most out of that whole show there.
But the dark-haired one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you liked Mindy Kahn.
No, I couldn't do her because then, you know, like in the middle of it, I would just yell Kahn in my Shatner voice and just ruin the mood.
Yeah. Plow her right in the butt. Sorry. Keep going.
Soleil Moon Frye, Punky Brewster.
Too young.
And Fran Drescher, the nanny. Yeah, I'll go with that, yeah.
Yeah, the nanny.
Mark came in with Terry Farrell as well, Jodie Sweetin, Martika from Kids Incorporated.
Oh, word. Holy shit, I totally forgot about her.
Yep. Soleil Moon Frye, Catherine Bach, Amanda Kulia, Amy the freelance reporter. Amy was the reporter that followed around the A-team.
Formative years.
Yeah. And then his last three are from all from Doctor Who, where you have Karen Gillan, Billy Piper, and Jenna Coleman. Yes, sir, to all of that.
Formative years.
Chris came in with his list here. He's got Beverly Crusher from Next Gen.
Absolutely.
Linda Carter is Wonder Woman. Yes, 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 a million times. Watch the movie Bobby Joe and the Outlaw. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Patricia Tallman would have been good from Babylon 5.
Yes, that would have been another one.
I love her.
Carol Alt from Baywatch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pamela Hensley as Princess Ardala from Buck Rogers.
Oh, God.
Christina Applegate, of course. Melora Hardin as Jan from The Office. Sarah Palin as herself from Sarah Palin's Alaska. Erica Eleniak from Baywatch. Lily Munster from The Munsters. And he threw in a twist here at the end. Technically, it was on TV. I'll allow it. Bobby Brown from Warren's Cherry Pie music video.
That works.
Even though myself, I was more of a Tawny Katane.
Well, yeah.
Individual. Because here I go again on my own. But
I like that, everybody. The chick from the Michael Jackson video, The Way You Make Me Feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do a whole music video thing, but yeah.
No,
we're not going to. But thank you, everybody, for sending in your picks. What? Monkey fish?
Can I just say the two very funny? The two girls from the Aerosmith video, Crazy.
Yeah, Alicia Silverstone and his daughter, which was weird.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to listener questions. Tony would like me to let Juan know that Selena De La Renta can't cook. I don't know what that means, but there you go. Roboto would like to know, and this is kind of put out into a lot of things here. He's got three questions that all tie together. Do you like or want a sequel series to acknowledge the original show? And then he gives an example with the Connors and Roseanne. Little nods like that, I appreciate it as it remembers the first show. So let's answer that one first. Do you want them to acknowledge parts of the original show? I think they kind of have to if it's a sequel, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't want it to be like, oh, here is X character from the show you really love, and here's them in their new show, and we're not going to mention the old show at all, because that's dumb.
Well, I mean, it kind of worked with Frasier, but they did bring the people back.
Yeah, I mean, there was his wife. There was Lilith. Yo, she could have made the crush list, too.
Oh, Baby Newworth?
Yeah. Baby. That's another time. And then he's
for a spinoff of?
Cheers. Yeah, oh, Frasier was a spinoff of Cheers. Next question here. Out of the TGIF shows potentially coming back, what would you like to see mentioned in the new series from the old ones? He says Family Matters. They had an episode about Grandma's quilt that was made off of patches of clothes from her family's history, and how the eldest daughter sews on the patch. And he said a great way to acknowledge the passing of Mother Winslow in the show would either be to show the quilt with a new patch added, or Harriet sewing it on in a flashback, something like that. That would be a very nice touch. John, you're right. So of the TGIF shows that could be coming back, Perfect Strangers, Step by Step, stuff like that, what would you like to see mentioned from the old shows?
I don't know.
I just want Balky.
Yeah.
That's all I want.
That's you ever see that movie with him and John Larroquette, Second Sight?
I know I have. I love that remember movie. It a ton. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I would like to see.
I don't either.
I'd have to go back and watch some of the old shows that I haven't for a while and kind of pick up on things. His last thing here on the subject, do you want or need all of the cast back, or just the majority to allow kids to allow, or just the majority to allow for kids and other new people? Like on Family Matters, do you need Carl, Harriet, Laura, Steve, Eddie, Little Richie, Rachel, 3J,
No, Judy, but you need to explain why they're not there.
Yeah. Yeah, you would have to...
I'd like all the cast to come back, but
I could see having, you know, they could come back and do cameos, but you would have to have room for new cast and stuff like that. Like with Perfect Strangers, it would be simple because your main cast was Balky and Cousin Larry. For right. a bigger family show, like Step by Step or Family Matters, you couldn't have everybody back. But if they do Family Matters, it ain't the same without fucking Carl and Urkel. So there's your two you got to have back. All right.
Chris, there you go.
Chris would like to know, what would be the funniest way for an Antifa moron to die in a protest stunt gone wrong? I think hooking yourself up to a duck thing is a pretty good way to
That
go.
Was hilarious. They're not Antifa, but that was pretty damn funny.
That was pretty funny.
I don't know.
It was pretty funny when one of the dudes got shot by a rubber bullet in Arizona in the balls.
Yeah, it was a smoke grenade.
It was a smoke grenade,
grenade, and then...
What I would like to see...
Oh, yeah, and the chick down here that got... No, hold on. This is from, like, the protest down here. The chick that got, like, turned around, and the fucking riot cop took the shotgun and, like, just shot her in the back with a rubber bullet. Oh. And she didn't feel it for, like, 5 minutes, and then... Like a minute later, she was like, "Oh no, my back!"
Hey, how do you not feel that?
You guys missed a lot.
The adrenaline.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I would like for ICE to set up a new quote detention center that's really just packed with propane tanks and stuff like that, and then let Antifa firebomb it as they're all standing around protesting outside.
A honeypot.
I know who the security guard could be.
Who?
Hank Hill. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that'd be great. And this to see Boom go the dynamite. And, you know.
That's funny.
We lost one.
Uh-oh.
All right.
It's raining.
He's back. His next question, assuming there's a short in the wiring of Ilhan and Rashida's C4 vest, that's a joke because they're Muslim, taking away their finishing move, who would win in the squad's battle royal?
Finishing move.
Ilhan would win because Somalis fight dirty.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
No, I got it. Exploding floater power bomb or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll
talk about them coming up in a minute.
I think Vince wins because he gets to fuck all of them.
There you go.
I would too.
Well, that leads into Chris's next question. Speaking of AOC, does the sight of a horse with crazy walleyes caused by misaligned retinas chomping a carrot with its big buck incisors get Vince all hot and bothered? Would you use your spurs, Vince? Would you make her whinny for you?
Quit! I'm dripping.
Would you know when to say whoa?
Quit.
Who asked this question?
Chris. I love the fact that we just get to tease Vince about his AOC fascination.
I don't know what it is, man.
Chris, for that question and image in my head, you will suffer 1,000 deaths.
You, sir, get a pina colada tree.
You get no pina colada.
All right. Handsome Dan with the question here to bring us back to reality. What is your usual strategy when visiting a buffet, or when you used to visit buffets in my case? I go for the steak, if there is any, and usually have two. I also go for baked potatoes, slathered in butter, cheese, sauce, and bacon. After that, it's pretty much a free-for-all with a hearty portion of dinner rolls. So what is your buffet strategy, Vince San Juan?
The last time they had it, they had prime rib at the Ponderosa, and I ate a ton of it. It was wonderful.
Sounds delicious.
It was good. Yeah, you go for the high-end shit that you're not usually going to get. At least make the buffet worth the price.
Yeah, I would usually hit up the seafood.
Yeah, get the bug meat.
Yeah, because we like me and Tim would go to the buffet all the time, at least once a week. We'd hit the Chinese buffet, which is oddly enough cooked by Mexicans. And you think that's a joke, but it's not. And I would hit, you know, crab legs and shit like that. So that was my strategy. And then it was like, well, if I got any room left, I've tried something else.
Believe it or not, in my family, I'm the one that eats like the lightest when it comes to the buffet because I want to make it for like the main course. I just take like macaronis and then maybe some tater tots and maybe some bread, or I might once in a while, take some lettuce or something. I don't know.
Starch. All starch. Starches, no vegetables.
Yeah, starch is up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starch is up to save room.
It's carb load.
Yeah.
And then my whole family will just take like this whole bowl of just like vegetables and crap. Like, oh my God, how are you eating all this? Where are you finding the space?
They don't carb load.
Yeah. And then my dad's like 300 pounds, man. And then for like the Chinese buffet, which is actually cooked by Chinese. There's a lot of Chinese people down here. We just like I just take like fucking chicken fries, maybe for like dessert I get the ice cream, so.
Yeah, Juan carb loads so he can outswim the monkey fish.
Right,
exactly.
All right, a couple of last questions here from Twitter. What do you guys think about everyone using that app to make them look older?
Good luck. You just sold your soul to the Russians.
Yeah. Russians control that app, and now they control your pictures and facial recognition technology, kids.
I don't trust that shit.
I don't either. Hell to the no. I'm way too conspiracy-minded for that shit nowadays.
Get ready for the wave of illegal Russians.
Congratulations, now you can be deep-faked onto anything.
Holy fuck.
Didn't think of that one, did you?
That's frightening.
Yep. Last question from Twitter. I know you guys have to have thoughts on AOC's squad.
No, we don't.
Kaboom.
I only have one thought. And this all comes back to Trump saying, if you don't like your country, then you can, you know, send them back, all this. He never called them out by name.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That one stupid cunt was like, we got to impeach that motherfucker. And now he's like, if you don't like it here, fucking pound sand, get the hell out. And they're all crying.
He never said them by names. They just took it. It must mean them because they don't like the country, right?
I like Ben Garrison's drawing of them as the four horsemen of the idiocracy.
Yeah, the idiocracy. Yeah. Look, the country's fucked. Either way it goes, it's going to be fucked.
One thing that Donald said was that if socialism worked so good in the countries that you left, why are you coming here and telling us it worked? Why aren't you going back there and fixing it with your magic socialism?
The AOC was from here, right?
Yeah, she was born here.
And Tlaib, she's that from one, here,
I'm,
right?
I'm not sure on that one. Omar, who came in under a false name, married her brother to get citizenship. That's called fraud.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen that on the news? They might be. She's got like 8 counts of like big shit.
Yeah. She needs to be deported because that's fraud.
Yeah.
Go back to some, you know, and you know what they'll do in Somalia? They'll cut her fucking head off because she's a loudmouth woman. No joke. That's what they do.
They stone her to death.
Yeah. So, all right, let's get into some did you see this stories real quick. A French judge, there's your first problem, has ruled that a North African Muslim man who yelled Aloha Snack Bar while murdering a Jewish mother of 3 should not be held criminally responsible. Guess what reason?
I've seen this story. Because he was high?
Yes. He was high on pot.
Pot.
29-year-old Kilobi Taru, or I can't pronounce that, is accused of beating Sarah Hemili, 65, for hours before throwing her from her third-story apartment in Paris in 2017. And then he yelled, I killed the Shaitan, which means devil, apparently. The 29-year-old migrant from Malai reportedly shouted. According to the French paper, several psychiatric evaluations were conducted on him after the murder, which found that he was in a so-called state of acute delirium, which was induced by his heavy use of pot. He claimed to have been smoking around 15 joints a day. Apparently now you can get away with murder in France if you're brown and you smoke pot.
Heavy delirium.
He's stoned.
I think I'm just going to be like, I don't know, I'm going to steal a bank and call it heavy delirium. Sorry, guys, I was smoking a lot of pot.
Yeah, you can't do nothing to me. I'm a Muslim brown. And all right, moving on here.
I've got pink pilates.
Yeah, exactly. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, says a federal prosecutor may have has declined to investigate a death threat against him in retaliation for his criticism of the Russia witch hunt. In a profanity-laced voicemail left for Gaetz, a male voice threatens to, quote, blow his head off. despite the identity of the caller being determined by the FBI, and the they know who it is. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of California deemed it a non-threat and have opted to not pursue an investigation, according to Getz. If I was to call Omar or anybody, which I'm not going to, this is just a hypothetical, and say, I'm going to blow your head off. Guess what, kids? I'm getting prosecuted. And I should. But, you know, this is a guy that came out and basically said, yeah, that Russia shit was bullshit. And now the Attorney General's office is like, well, fuck you. We're not going to investigate death threats against you. Split's getting wider every day.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
And what has to be one of the most interesting polls, Rasmussen finds that 1 in 3 Democrats think it's racism anytime a white politician criticizes a politician of color. White politicians can't say a word against any black politicians, Hispanic, anybody non-white, without it being racism, according to 1/3 of Democrats. Even though it may be, it probably not racism, it may be like, I disagree with you, you're dumb on this point and this point, which we disagree about. Well, you're racist.
It's, I don't get it.
It's boy that cried wolf syndrome. All right. We'll finish up here.
No sort of debate anymore.
No. No, debate's over. So, all right. Next story here. Angel Mom, the mother of Officer Brandon Mendoza, who was killed in 2014 by a drunk illegal alien who was driving the wrong way down a highway in Arizona. This week, his mother was suspended from her Twitter account and told she would not be able to sign back in unless she deleted a series of posts about crimes committed by illegals and the impact of sanctuary city policies on American citizens. The mother said in an interview that Twitter sent a message claiming that some of her posts go against Twitter's standards on hate speech. In order to get back in, Twitter had mandated she deleted posts, something said she will not do. Her posts called out Kamala, the Ugandan giant Harris, for her support of illegal aliens and sanctuary city policies, as well as raising awareness about illegal immigration's impact on Americans. I'm disgusted and disappointed that Twitter is trying to silence me, she said. I had my world ripped out from under me the day my son was killed by a repeat illegal alien criminal. I am the other side of this crisis and the end result of open borders and the careless release of illegal aliens at our borders because of time restraints. The mother said that despite the Twitter suspension, her voice will not be silenced.
Good job, Twitter.
Yep. Now you can't criticize anybody or you're racist, sexist, bigot, homophobe, you know, homonym, all that good stuff. Well, now Colorado State University has decided on what words you can and can't use on campus. American is a non-inclusive word that should be avoided. Colorado State's Inclusive Language Guide, compiled by the school's Inclusive Communications Task Force, lists certain words and phrases to avoid while providing replacements in an effort to help communicators practice inclusive language and help everyone... Yeah, and help everyone on its campus feel welcome, respected, and valued. The schools, let's see. Colorado State lists both American and America as non-inclusive words to avoid, despite the fact that America encompasses more than just the U.S. By referencing the U.S. and America, the guide claims that one erases other cultures and depicts the United States as the dominant American country.
We are.
Bitch, we're the dominant world country. You know what would happen if we quit giving money to all these other fucking little countries?
That ain't no shit.
We go down under.
No, we get our money back. They fucking go to pot and piss. You know, piss yeah, pot.
We all go under, and then the yeah. U.S. get like super
well,
rich.
Well, we count you as part of the fucking family. You're the weird stepkid. We like you better, and we like D.C.
Round stop. Step.
Yeah, we went all fucking sound wave there for a minute. The school suggests using U.S. citizen or person from the U.S. as substitutes. The university additionally lists many gendered words and phrases to avoid. These include male and female, ladies and gentlemen, Mr., Mrs., and Miss. Straight is another word to avoid because they say, well, that makes you think if you're not straight, you're crooked.
Crooked.
Use the word heterosexual instead. Normal person was also listed as a phrase to avoid, but because it quote, implies that other people are not whole or regular.
They aren't.
You know, facts are a bitch. The guide offered no substitute word because it claimed that it was never appropriate to use the phrase to describe someone. According to the list, the phrase handicap parking should not be used because it can minimize personhood and offend disabled people.
Personhood.
Well, then let's fucking get rid of handicap parking altogether. We ain't got to talk about it. Oh, no, that's not right, is it? The guide recommends accessible parking as the alternative. Here's the list of rest of the list of words they deem non-inclusive. War.
The word war.
Cakewalk. Eskimo. Freshman. Hip hip hooray. Hold down the fort. Starving. Policeman. And the last one here, I saved it for last because Vince is going to giggle like a school kid. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is apparently offensive because of got a tiger by the toe.
That's funny.
Yeah, last thing here for this week. That isn't the only place going full retard. Berkeley, California. They passed a law where now a manhole will become a maintenance hole. Artisans will replace the word craftsman, and firefighters and police officers no longer will be identified by their gender in the Berkeley City Code under an ordinance passed by the city leaders on Tuesday. City Council voted unanimously to place more than 24 terms often used in the city's municipal code with gender-neutral words.
And just like that, everyone left Berkeley, California.
Should. Get the fuck out. While you still can.
I'm tendering my resignation as of today.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that's it for this week. Just don't say anything to anybody or you'll offend somebody or be like us and I don't give a shit who we offend.
Yeah, fucking offend everybody.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Join our Facebook group. Just search us on there. If you have email, inconclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We are on Twitter, at Inconclusive Pod, Gab, same thing. I'm trying to think. I think that's it. Final thoughts, gentlemen. What a week.
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
There's somebody for everybody. Take care, folks. It's going to get ugly before it gets any better.
If you can't take the high road, always get the high ground. And stay fucking hydrated, kids.
Yeah, drink a lot of water.
Drink water.
Drink pina coladas.
Quit drinking booze, you bunch of monkey fish. Talk to everybody next week.
Peace. Right.